rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground.
Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are
the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, New Way Auto Parts, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to this special Christmas Eve edition of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Thanks very much for joining us. This is Andrew Battisti. Joe Sirianni has the night off. And this is a special taped show of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Tonight we'll be focusing on the U.S. Women's National Team and the interviews we did in the lead up to the big match that was held at Salem Stadium on September 1st with the U.S. beating Costa Rica. On the Monday before that match, we had on our show Carly Lloyd, who talked to us extensively about women's soccer and playing in the Olympics. Of course, she scored both goals in the Olympic final against Japan. Then on Friday, we had Abby Wambach receiving a great award, the walkway up to Salem Stadium, being now known as Abby Wambach Way. We'll hear from Abby in her comments to the public and then interviews afterwards. And also, we will hear on the show from three of the members of the U.S. Women's National Team who are such a big part of the success of the team in London, Alex Morgan, Megan Rapinoe, and Captain Christine Rampone. So you have a big show tonight. We're going to mention it to everybody also. Be sure to mark your calendar for 2 days from today, Wednesday, December 26th, we will have a special year-end 2.5-hour live edition of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL and on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. You do not want to miss it. We'll have extensive interviews with many different players, many different coaches, representatives from the Flash, the Rhinos, the Lancers. We'll have extended segments with Dick Howard and Michael Lewis. And, of course, some very special guests as well. So be sure to mark your calendar. 2 days from today, around the world, it's Boxing Day. Here in the United States, it's the day after Christmas. It's December 26th. And, again, from 6:30 to 9 p.m. We'll kick off our Christmas Eve show next with Carly Lloyd, U.S. International, here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM. And live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The best is back. The three-time women's soccer champion Western New York Flash will be competing in the brand new National Women's Soccer League starting this spring, bringing back to Rochester the top stars from the U.S. Women's National Team, the Canadian National Team, and the biggest names in women's soccer from around the world. Now is the time to purchase your 2013 season tickets and flex packs to ensure you have the best seats in the house at Salem Stadium as the Flash compete for an unprecedented fourth consecutive title. Flash tickets are now on sale at the Salem Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street in Rochester through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Score big with Salem's. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins' deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Cooja Cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The Rochester Lancers have a big Christmas week match this Thursday, December 27th, against the two-time MISL champion Milwaukee Wave. Kickoff at the Blue Cross Arena is at 7 p.m. The Seabreezers will be playing in the atrium before and after the match, and the special guest on Thursday is Marvel Comics' Iron Man. Don't forget, up to three kids, 12 and under, get free admission with a paying adult. Get your tickets and your special holiday packs at rochesterlancers.com or call 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Merry Christmas, YSL!
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on this special Christmas Eve edition. This is Andrew Battisti. Again, Joe Sirianni has the evening off tonight. I'm going to wish everyone, our listening audience, all of our sponsors, all of our friends, and everybody involved in soccer in the Rochester area a very Merry Christmas and a wonderful 2013. Again, tonight's show is a special edition where we're focusing on the women's national team and the lead-up to the match that was held here in Rochester back on September 1st. A little bit later on, we'll be hearing from Megan Rapinoe, Alex Morgan, Christy Rampone, and Rochester's own Abby Wambach. But right now, we're going to be hearing a taped interview that we did the Monday before that match with the scorer of both goals in the Olympic final against Japan, Carly Lloyd. Right now, let's hear from Olympic gold medalist Carly Lloyd. Well, it's a pleasure to always have you and all the members of the national team on, and we're all very proud of you and this accomplishment this year in the UK, because you guys were all over the UK, not just in London. It really brought the focus of soccer back into the United States, and you guys are just such great ambassadors for the sport.
You know, it's an honor to be representing United States of America, especially, you know, standing on the podium, receiving a gold medal around your neck. It's honestly, you know, an honor. And, you know, I know the World Cup for, you know, soccer players is huge, and it's obviously, you know, one of the biggest moments in my career being participating in a World Cup, but there's something about an Olympics. You know, everybody watches, everybody, you know, follows, supports the U.S., and it's an unbelievable experience. I really enjoy it.
Especially when you win the gold medal, it's very enjoyable. But
yeah.
My co-host and the host emeritus, Mr. Sirianni, from the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, is chomping at the bit to talk to you. Go ahead, Joe.
Carly, welcome to Soccer Kick in the Grass. And the first thing that I want to ask you, now that you have time to relax and play golf, how's your game?
I haven't gotten out on the golf course yet. I've been super busy. You know, just a lot of things going on. It's been a whirlwind since I've gotten back. But, you know, I've got to soak it all up, enjoy every moment, and, you know, be playing some soccer this weekend in Rochester.
Yeah, that's good. So, you know, we're looking forward to seeing you over here. But in a relating thing that it's very important to, at least to me personally, is the future of women's soccer in the United States. And of course, with no league right now that we know about it, what is it? What do you know that it might be able to give an insight on what's in the pipeline, you know, for soccer, women's soccer to be formed and have an avenue for you guys to play in the United States instead of going abroad?
Well, I think that, you know, whatever league is hopefully coming back, you know, it needs to last. And I think that that's the biggest thing, you know, whether there's a partnership between the MLS, I mean, in my opinion, I think that that would probably be the best route to go. You know, it's unfortunate for players that aren't in the national team mix, because there is really no other avenue, you know, besides that to get seen and really kind of get your feet wet in the national scene. You know, luckily for us, we are in the mix, you know, all of us national team players. We have, you know, busy schedules, but, you know, we do need something else. And I think that, you know, it's time that we start giving, you know, some younger players some more opportunity. You know, a lot of times it's just, you know, people just need to get used to the environment. And I think that we're no longer relying on fit, athletic players. You know, the game's growing and evolving so much that we need technical players, and we need, you know, players that are smart on the ball and can read the game really well. So hopefully things work out moving forward. You know, I'm a big believer in, you know, having a league here to be able to support young girls' dreams and even just to allow more players to get into the national team.
You know, Carly, from the standpoint of what you just said, that having confidence in the ball in my career and all the things that I have done in soccer, not as a participant because I've always been on the medical side of things, but I always distinguished players this way. There are players who make love to the ball, so to speak, and there are players who kick the ball. You happen to be one of the people that are
the
very...
The former.
Yeah, the former, you know, that make love to the ball, and, you know, and you know how to... You know what to do with the ball when you got it on your feet. So my compliment to you, because it's really warm, heartwarming to see the success of the Olympic team, and I hope that the national team will follow, because there's many concerns, and you address some of them, and that's, you know, a venue for the younger people to excel and follow in your footsteps.
No, thank you. I appreciate that.
Now we got another question right here.
Sam, go ahead.
Yeah,
Sam Mangiovi.
Yeah, I just want to tell you that I really appreciate the slashing run you made at the Olympic final and the one you scored on. I mean, it's really kind of penetrating, dribbling run we can still see in the women's game, but it's just about gone in the men's game due to everyone playing the same zonal system.
And
so I just want to say that to you, Carly, that I really appreciate seeing that and for you taking that initiative to do that.
It's interesting because Carly is a big Barcelona fan, so Carly, I think it was the, I mean, obviously it seems like the men are all going to that Barcelona style, and even Japan plays that kind of style of game, as opposed to some of the other countries that are more, would have more of the individual flair, like the U.S. and Brazil plays that way, and Canada uses Christine Sinclair in that role. So where do you think women's soccer are going to stay with the more of the individual talent, do you think, or are they going to also migrate to the system that Barcelona plays?
I mean, I think that, you know, obviously Barcelona has kind of, you know, really just kind of put the game out there, and just, I mean, it's unbelievable to watch. I mean, I don't know that there's going to be another team that's ever going to catch them anytime soon. And I think, you know, on the men's side, I think that, you know, it just starts with the youth, you know. All these teams overseas and in Europe, kids grow up with the ball at their feet. You know, they're playing in bare feet on the sand. You know, there's not too many other sports that conflict with that. And over here in the U.S., you know, you're competing with football, baseball, you know, so many other sports. And I just think that the American mentality is just to get the ball and go forward and go to goal. And you see these other countries like Japan and, you know, lots of other countries that are good on the ball. You know, it's all about the youth and building the youth. They play small-sided games, 5v5 games, where they're constantly being involved. You know, they're not playing 11-a-side when they're, you know, 10 years old. They're playing 5v5, and they have to make quick decisions on the ball. And you play 11v11, and you may not get the ball for 5 minutes or so. So it's not really teaching you instinctively to, you know, read the play a couple plays before you're getting the ball. So I hope that the women's game is going to kind of continue to evolve. I think Pia has done a fabulous job with our team and kind of getting away from that, you know, full American style, I guess you could say. You know, she definitely wants to play good soccer, and I think that, you know, the game is just evolving and teams are getting so much better that we're not going to be able to afford to just kick the ball and hope we score. We're going to have to put it down and play.
What do you feel needs to happen for the younger women to develop the technical skills and abilities you talked about earlier?
I mean, I think, you know, I'm constantly honing all my skills, you know, even at the age that I'm at. I think there's always room for improvement. You know, I juggle every day, whether that's 15, 20 minutes. You know, you just juggle. You know, I'm constantly working on my foot skills, all my turns, you know, dribbling. You know, I do a lot of work with my trainer, James Galanis. He puts me through a lot of stick exercises where I'm dribbling through those. You know, it's constant, the shooting, the passing. I mean, there's so many different things that you can work on, and it's all about the hours that you put in. You know, there's no excuses. There's fields anywhere you need. I'm sure, you know, parents would be willing to take their kids anywhere to a field so that they can practice. You can practice in your backyard. There's so many different things that you can do, and I think that that's kind of what has gotten me to this level, is just the dedication and the sacrifice and the willingness to practice and do extra on my own outside of my team.
We're glad to have you coming to Rochester, and looking forward to seeing you play.
Yeah, it should be excited. We're all looking forward to it. Get back in the swing of things.
Before we let you go, I got one more question for you. And, you know, I'm a worrywart. I'm one of those guys that what needs to be done, you know, to promote soccer. And surely you guys are doing, you know, a magnificent job, because the winning record and all the things that you're doing. But referring to what you said before, that, you know, soccer needs to be partnered with MLS. Is there, you know, one of my partners over here, he's been talking about that. That's the only way women's soccer can really last, and even in men's soccer can really last in the second division, you know, as we know it. What is your really thought? You think that there is a possibility from what you hear, because you hear more than we do. So what do you say about that?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, you know, I haven't heard anything. I'm not a business person by no means. I'm just a soccer player, thank gosh. But, you know, in my opinion, I just thought that would probably be, you know, kind of the easiest, kind of like the WNBA and the NBA. And, you know, the MLS is pretty stable, doing well. But, you know, I haven't heard anything. And, you know, it's kind of just a day-by-day basis as to what's going on. So, you know, we'll figure it out, and I'm sure everybody will work it out.
Well, Carly, you and I agree on that. I've been promoting that and shouting from the rafters about MLS needing to step in as the only league that's ever had financial success in this country to have affiliation with women's soccer like they do in Europe and every other country where you have a successful club that has a men's and a women's team. And I think it has to be done in the second division and third division as well, and have MLS run everything. So I'm very impressed with your intelligence, not only with your soccer skills, but you got a great head on your shoulders as well. But Carly, we're really looking forward to seeing you this Friday. For all you people who do not have tickets to the women's game and have no way of getting them, there's a free training session at Salem Stadium, 11:30 in the morning. It's supposed to be a beautiful, sunny day. So it's absolutely free. So come out and see the women. You can see them in action training with Pia and doing all the things they are doing to prepare for the Costa Rica match, which will be 2:30 on Saturday. Supposed to be another beautiful day here. So you brought some good. You're bringing some good weather up with you, Carly. So
we're looking
forward to seeing you, and we'll be very, very happy to have all the gold medalists here in Rochester celebrate their first part of the celebration tour. And thanks for being with us tonight. I know you have a very busy schedule, but we really appreciate you coming on.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
And that was a taped interview we did with Carly Lloyd on Monday, the 27th of August, the Monday before the U.S. Women's National Team kicked off the Fan Tribute Tour right here at Salem Stadium in Rochester before over 12,000 people, and the U.S. defeating Costa Rica handily in that match. I want to remind you that this Wednesday, 2 days from now, Soccer is Kicking the Grass will have a special 2.5-hour live year-end wrap-up show with members of the Flash, the Rhinos, the Lancers. Dick Howard and Michael Lewis will have extended segments talking about international soccer and U.S. domestic soccer. Of course, the U.S. men will be in the spotlight in 2013 as they look to qualify for the World Cup in Brazil in 2014. And of course, all sorts of international news going on with World Cup qualifying, the European leagues, and everything else going on in the world of soccer. You'll hear it right here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, where soccer is our only focus, and we're very, very happy to be on the air. 2013, we will start our 20th year of broadcasting soccer around the world and locally in Rochester, the longest-running soccer radio show in all of North America. When we come back on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, we'll hear some new material that's never been broadcasted before. Interviews with women's national team superstars Alex Morgan, Megan Rapinoe, and team captain Christy Rampone. Interviews taken the Friday before the women took on Costa Rica in the kickoff of the Fan Tribute Tour. This is Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Hoping everyone is having a very Merry Christmas.
Notch Monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top Notch Monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top Notch Monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top Notch Monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
TopNotchMonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top Notch Monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
The Rochester Rhinos are offering special holiday packages for all of the soccer fans on your shopping list. Two 2013 game tickets and one Hall of Fame bobblehead is $20. Four Rhinos 2013 game tickets, a Hall of Fame bobblehead, and a Rhinos Christmas ornament is $45. And for $65, you can purchase all three Hall of Fame bobbleheads, 5-game tickets, and an ornament. In addition, 9-0 season tickets for next year are now on sale and can be purchased by calling the Rhino's office at 454-KICK. Check out the Rhino's website at rhinosoccer.com for the latest news and information about the team. The Rhinos wish all their fans a happy holiday season and look forward to seeing everyone at Salem Stadium in 2013.
Is your family growing and it's time to move up to your next home? You can afford to build your next home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? Faber homes are in communities with good schools, parks, and the conveniences your family needs. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta, and coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great homes. Great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com. The Rochester Lancers have a big Christmas week match this Thursday, December 27th, against the two-time MISL champion Milwaukee Wave. Kickoff at the Blue Cross Arena is at 7 p.m. The Seabreezers will be playing in the atrium before and after the match, and the special guest on Thursday is Marvel Comics' Iron Man. Don't forget, up to three kids, 12 and under, get free admission with a paying adult. Get your tickets and your special holiday packs at RochesterLancers.com or call 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Proudly conservative.
WYSL.
Rochester's home for America's morning show with Quinn and Rose. 92.1 FM and 1040 AM. WYSL, Avon, Rochester.
Merry Christmas.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks very much for being with us here on this special Christmas Eve edition of our show. Speaking of the top women soccer players, we'll hear from one of the three women who are up for FIFA Women's Player of the Year, Alex Morgan, who, of course, scored the match-winning goal in the semifinal against Canada, one of the greatest matches I've ever seen in women's soccer. We'll also hear from the woman of the match in that contest. She had two goals and set up the third goal with her free kick. Megan Rapinoe will be with us, and also the captain of the U.S. Women's National Team, Christy Rampone. So let's go to those interviews right now, starting with Alex Morgan.
Well, how about the responsibility that Abby has obviously taken on as kind of the, one of the faces, certainly, of women's soccer in the United States? It's almost like she's trying to hand that to you at some point. Do you feel that at all?
I mean, well, Abby's a leader on this team. You know, she's been an inspiration to me, and she just leads this team with just the way she presents herself and always putting the team first. So I don't know who she's passing that down to. I think she's just trying to set, you know, us up well, trying to kind of lead that path for the younger players.
You had a little bit of a Olympics, and now you're back at it.
You know, it's a lot different than last year. Coming, I came back here and got right into the WPS season. This time around, we got some time to, you know, just have some mental and physical rest and relaxation. And now getting back into it, you know, this is a celebration tour for winning the gold medal. We want to give back to our fans. We want to, you know, play a couple games on home turf, on home soil. So we're really excited for this, but we're still recovering our bodies. And then, you know, we're going to get back for whether it's, you know, a club team we're playing for next year, at the end of this year, or for the national team to revamp for, you know, look forward to World Cup in a couple of years.
And that's obviously a big thing is what's going to happen next to the club. I mean, for you, I mean, is the U.S. sort of a, would that be your preference to stay at home and grow the game?
You know, I always want to grow the game in the U.S., and I know that we have a lot of responsibility on our shoulders as national team players to grow the game and continue, you know, reaching out to different communities and helping girls realize, you know, their dream and their passion, growing that passion. But I hope to stay in the U.S. and play, but if I'm forced to look abroad, then I will.
Alex, Abby expressed that part of this tour is not just a victory tour, but also to help generate interest and more support into establishing and reestablishing a pro league. Do you see that? What's the emphasis there as far as you're concerned?
Well, you can see in the World Cup and in the Olympics that the game has already grown so much, and people are already paying so much more attention. I mean, we're getting sold out crowds left and right, and it's just been great reception since World Cup and Olympics. So hopefully these 10 games will help grow the game and help, help college players see that they want to continue playing in the pro league, help high school players see that they want to play in college so they can eventually become professional soccer players. And in the U.S., everyone wants to play here. Even international players, they want to play here because the best soccer is played here. I mean, we're ranked number one, but that's why I'm really hoping that the league comes back next year.
In the press conference earlier, Abby said that she has a great time playing with you. And what would you say about that, playing with Abby?
I think that we complement each other really well. And I think that, Abby is a huge leader for this team. I've looked up to her for so many years, and she always helps me out on the field. You know, we're honest with each other. We respect each other so much. So I really enjoy playing with Abby.
I came in late, but can you just react to the Olympic gold medal? What was that like for you?
Winning the Olympic gold medal was really a dream of mine. I have jumped rope since I was a little girl, and just them putting the gold medal around my neck was the best moment of my life, definitely.
One more thing, sorry. Does it make sense that this tour starts here?
I think that with Abby having so much experience on this team and with this city just growing into such a great soccer city, I mean, they welcome Abby so much. I mean, they think that she's the biggest hero, and she is a huge hero for this team and for the growth of the sport. So I'm happy that we're starting here, and hopefully we can go from East Coast to West Coast and back.
Do you feel like the buzz is different this summer versus last summer? And how so?
Yes and no. I mean, last summer it went from zero to a million. And I think it went from a million to even more than that this summer. It's pretty cool to be able to keep riding that wave from the World Cup, but now kind of back it up. And we actually won this year, which is different. I think this victory tour is going to be absolutely awesome. This game sold out pretty quickly, and I think you'll see the rest from the games to come.
Have you called this goal a validation? How would you describe the goal?
Just beautiful. I don't know if it's validation or whatever, but it's pretty amazing to, you have this goal, your whole life, but in a smaller scheme for this whole year, especially with the disappointment of last year. And it's so sweet to know that you put in all that hard work and came out with what you were aiming for. I would say it's pretty sweet.
Would anything other than gold been a disappointment?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's pretty fair to say. I think we did something incredible last year, and we're still all pretty disappointed about that in a certain sense. We always want to win. We're never going to be happy unless we're on the top of that podium.
Can you go back, when you have the national team, and it's a nationalistic thing, everybody's rooting for the United States, mm-hmm. and then to translate that to a pro league, where it's a little different, you're on different mm-hmm. teams, everybody's not rooting for the same group,
right.
Is that part of, when you talk about sustaining it and not jumping into something, making sure that there's a stable base there, because you can only live off the USA stuff for so long, is that part of what it is?
Yeah, I think so. I think, your team kind of has to resonate with the area that it's in. If you put a team in an area that's not into soccer, we could have all of us on the same team, and it's not going to resonate with those people. I think that, we need to look seriously into the markets that we're looking into, into how popular soccer is in those areas. This is only going to last, I think, for so long. We have the 10 victory tour games, and I think the national team will always be very popular, but the height that it's at right now, it's going to be hard to sustain fully in terms of bringing that right into a league. So there has to be more than just the national team hysteria. It has to be sustainable on a lot of different levels.
And I would assume this is one of those areas that reacts to soccer?
Yeah, I think so. I think I definitely think so. Seeing the team that was up here last year did really well. Obviously, Abby's popular up here, but they've really gotten behind the national team as long as I've been on it.
What input can the players have, or influence the players have in reestablishing, you know, a potential pro league?
I think quite a bit. I think we're in a unique spot right now. I mean, the popularity of the team is huge. I think the power of the team is huge. And we want something to come back as much as anybody. But I think, you know, I've gone through one league that's folded, and a lot of girls have gone through two. And it's really stressful to play in it. There's a lot of pressure on us when we do play in it. And we want to make sure it's right, and right for, you know, 1 through 21 of the players, not just that we're being taken care of. It's definitely something that we look into and make sure it's a good league for everybody.
Because as soon as the reinforcement of these rules that, you know, maybe this sport does not work, and whether it's the model or whatever, and people overlook that, but I see what you're saying. It's like, you know, the model has to be right.
Yeah, no, the model definitely has to be right. Yeah, it's like I said, the super popularity is going to wear down a little bit. That's not necessarily sustainable on a day-to-day basis. So it's got to be more than just that.
Megan, the match against Canada, one of the greatest matches I've ever seen at any level. Down 1-0 at halftime. Second half, you carried the team. 2 goals, set up the 3rd goal. In the locker room, did you have a feeling that it might be your day? Especially with that goal, Olympic goal. How appropriate was that?
The Olympic goal, yeah. Not necessarily. I never had that feeling like I was going to take over the game, but I definitely knew that I wanted the ball, and I definitely felt like I should be getting the ball, and I had a lot of space and making things happen, and if we move the ball and a lot of people get around it and we start going after them, then we could definitely come back. There was never a point where we felt like it was out of our reach. But yeah, that was one of the most special days in my career, for sure.
Did you think as the game was going on that this would turn into one of the classic games of all time?
Maybe at 3-3. I was like, Jesus Christ. At 3-3, I think that was pretty good. I mean, if it was 2-1, even 3-2, it's still kind of okay. They got 2 on us, but just the way they kept coming back, the way we kept coming back, or I guess we kept coming back, was just crazy, and just the electricity just started to tingle throughout the whole stadium.
And at Old Trafford, no less.
And at Old Trafford, no less, scoring the goal of my career, probably both 2 of the goals of my career, even though the Mexico didn't mean.
Right. Have you been able? This sounds invasive, but to make a good living in soccer, the way it kind of a
mental. It's a lot of work.
Yeah, that's
not.
Yeah.
We're not at the level that a male professional athlete is. We have to basically do work on the side.
Yeah.
You know, not necessarily a full-time job, but we're always trying to get out there, reach out to kids, or, you know, public speaking or clinics. But we definitely have to make money elsewhere. I mean, yes, your soccer pays is a good stipend, and it's livable for now, but you can't retire off of it. So it's something that, you know, you're trying to set up a future, especially playing in this team for a long time. There's no retirement. So once you're done, and your pay ends, and you move on.
Yeah, it's not like even playing professional baseball or football where you get to have players' association or something.
We have a players' association, but there's nothing involved in long-term retirement plans.
You
don't make enough money.
Thank you, coach?
I think so. I think I need to take a little time away when I'm finally done playing. You know, take about a year off and kind of then get back into it, because I'm not exactly sure what level I'd like to coach. I don't know if I want to start with the youth, the kids are sponges, and, you know, try to help the technical side of the game, the most important part for us. You know, we have the athleticism, we have the mentality. It's, you know, the technical side where I think we try to enforce too much about winning at a young age, I believe, than actually developing. So I think I would love to try to work with that, but I think that's, you know, I can't do that alone. So I don't know if I want to do then college or even maybe the Sky Blue League comes back, but, you know, because I did have experience with Sky Blue.
How evident is it that, you know, soccer is a big deal here in Rochester?
It's awesome. Yeah, it's awesome. We always know that Rochester is huge for soccer. We always want to come back here because we have great fan base. I mean, they really support Abby, and that's, you know, great for this team and to show that they respect the player that's come from their area.
They seem to like everyone else too.
They take everybody in, but it's just so nice, like, you know, seeing that Abby, you know, comes here early or gets a street named after her, and you know, it's awesome to see. But that little things help grow the sport, and we know that. You know, here in Rochester, even with the W League, every time the teams came out to play here, it was a huge success.
Seen four Olympic Games. What are those things you're going to remember from each of those games? Played in Sydney and Athens and Beijing and London, different places.
So different. And at the time, I mean, I played so many different roles at the time. I went from, you know, being very lucky at the first Olympics, you know, starting. You know, I've started all four Olympics, but just, you know, eyes wide open in the first Olympics, taking it all in. I got to go to opening ceremonies, which is an unbelievable experience for me, and meeting all the U.S. athletes, so powerful. You know, until 2004, it was like, I wanted to make sure the older girls that were retiring were sent off right, and it was like, I was doing it for them. You know, in 2008, I was the captain, you know, and unfortunately, Abby got hurt, game before we leave, so... You know, we were known as, you know, not making it, you know, out of our first three games, and it was like proving everybody wrong. It was more of that challenge and, you know, bringing the team together. Winning that one was awesome. And then just, you know, this one was just an amazing team experience from the World Cup and seeing how the team really came together and understood what the Olympics was all about with a young, you know, young and old team. I mean, there was same four starters from 08 to 2012, so it was a, you know, same girls, just different mix of players on the field, and the team did exceptional, and it was really special. I mean, it's the first time we've ever won six games in the Olympics, and, you know, I think everybody contributed at some point in the Olympics, which was definitely amazing to be part of.
Now, you
have one more question.
It seemed harder. I mean, the other teams, Japan, Canada, have gotten...
I think it's getting more intense because other countries are putting money behind their women's programs, which is great to see. I mean, Japan winning the World Cup, they have at least 50 media representations at every one of their games. All the games are played live back home. Millions of their viewers are watching them play. So they have something now to... not only, you know, play for the country, but, like, they have so much support behind it. You know, Germany, you'll see Brazil, you know, with the next Olympics.
Yeah.
You know, you'll start seeing them put money into it. Canada's, you know, definitely putting more money into it. The World Cup's going to be there. So it's, I think there's always been great teams. It's just a matter of how much support they have. And, you know, starting back in 99, it was China, Norway. Now it's Japan, Sweden, Brazil, you know. So teams are just rotating, and then just a matter of how much, you know, the federations are putting into it.
You played all over the world, Christine, but this time you played in some of the most iconic stadiums in the history of the sport. What was it like playing at Old Trafford and St. James and the new Wembley?
Yeah, it was great. You know, playing soccer-specific stadiums where not a lot of female teams get to play on. It was definitely an honor. You know, we definitely felt the presence of, you know, the stadiums because we weren't allowed to train on them. We weren't allowed to practice on them the day before game, which we're used to. You know, and it was very strict, you know, when you're going in there, you know, from the timing of the locker room, not timing the field. But definitely... an amazing tournament to play in stadiums like that, and you know, it just shows credit to where the women's game's going. They allowed us to be on those fields, so it was definitely great Olympics for us as football players.
All three of those ladies, Christy Rampone, team captain of the women's national team, along with Megan Rapinoe and Alex Morgan, great role models for all the kids out there, especially the ladies and the young women and the girls playing soccer around Rochester and around the world. And again, this coming Wednesday, special year-end, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass Christmas edition, or Christmas special, year-end special, whatever you want to call it. We'll have members of the Lancers, the Flash, the Rhinos, and other special guests with us on the 26th, a 2.5-hour show from 6:30 to 9 with Joe Sirianni and myself, Andrew Battisti, live from the WYSL studios. We're really looking forward to it. We hope you can join us. Coming up next, our final segment, we'll hear from Rochester's golden girl, Abby Wambach. We'll hear all that next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in the winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is a new bird.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
New Way Auto Parts, with six locations in the Rochester area, is your full-service auto parts store, servicing both wholesale and retail customers. New Way Auto Parts is the first choice for local repair shops and dealers for over 50 years. Shop where the pros do at New Way Auto Parts. Go to HanAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HANAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
There's a car accident in this country every 5 seconds. That's why Allstate thinks it's time for an entirely different kind of car insurance, with features like accident forgiveness and a safe driving bonus. It's called Your Choice Auto, and it's only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today at 244-2130. Features are optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Kusha Kush, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Lancers have a big Christmas week match this Thursday, December 27th, against the two-time MISL champion Milwaukee Wave. Kickoff at the Blue Cross Arena is at 7 p.m. The Seabreezers will be playing in the atrium before and after the match, and the special guest on Thursday is Marvel Comics' Iron Man. Don't forget, up to three kids, 12 and under, get free admission with a paying adult. Get your tickets and your special holiday packs at RochesterLancers.com or call 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
WISL, Merry Christmas!
Welcome back to our final segment here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass in this Christmas Eve edition. This is Andrew Battisti. Our final segment tonight will focus on Rochester's golden girl, Abby Wambach. Abby was honored by the city of Rochester on the day before the kickoff to the Fan Tribute Tour. That was August 31st. The city of Rochester Mayor Tom Richards, along with many dignitaries from the city, were on hand as the walkway up to Salem Stadium from Oak Street to the main entrance was named Abby Wambach Way, and a tremendous honor for Rochester's own representative to soccer, and a name that will certainly be one of those mentioned when you talk about the all-time greats in women's soccer. We'll hear comments that Abby made on the podium after being honored with the Abby Wambach Way. We'll also hear from comments from Abby with interviews done by the media right after that. And then David Nelson from the Buffalo Bills, a Florida graduate along with Abby, fellow Gators themselves, had a chance to talk a bit about professional football, maybe where Abby might play on the Buffalo Bills, because they could certainly use Abby. They could use about anybody right now, but we don't want to talk about the NFL. We're talking soccer here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. So let's go right now to hear from Rochester's own Abby Wambach.
Hi there. Well, first of all, I want to thank the mayor for coming and giving me this opportunity to have a road or a way named after me. I also would like to thank MVP for setting this up. And knowing that I've worked with them for so long and that they wanted to go above and beyond and sponsor this event has really touched me in a special way. So thank you, MVP. I want to thank my family, who there's probably 50 of you in the crowd. Maybe even 100. I don't know. My mom and dad are here. Everybody wave. My family, they're all over there. My family. But really what this means to me is beyond anything I could actually explain. I'm so honored and touched to not only represent my country, but to represent this city.
Ow!
Yeah. And the fact that we were able to bring home gold is very special, and I want you all, each and every one of you, to know that this gold medal isn't just mine. It's not just the players on our team, but it's all of yours, because you guys all have supported me through every single thing, the ups and the downs, the broken leg, and it really, really does mean so much to me that you're here to help me, and hopefully you'll come out on Saturday and watch us play. Who's coming? It's such an honor to represent this city, and hopefully I can continue to do it for many years to come, bring home more championships, maybe we'll get a road somewhere in the city. See, I plugged myself. That's good. But really, thank you all so much from the bottom of my heart. It really is special to me. And hopefully you'll come out on Saturday. We'll give you something to cheer about then. Thank you so much.
Great, Abby. So how does it feel to have this walkway named after you?
Well, I mean, it's honestly, it's really cool. A lot of my teammates, they were like, wow, you're getting a street named after you? I'm like, yeah. So, you know, I couldn't be more honored to be from Rochester and for them to do this for me. It's really, you know, that's why I call Rochester the best city to raise a family in, because they always take care of their own. Democrat and Chronicle has always followed me, you know, Jeffy, Veronica, all the radio stations that I continuously call in for, and you guys. You guys are the ones that keep me relevant, and I think that deserves a thank you, too, because these people wouldn't know about my career if it weren't for you folks in the media. You know, Twitter and social media is huge, but you guys are generally the biggest hit. So thank you for that. And, you know, being here and letting the fans see what this is all about, letting my family partake in this event, I couldn't be honestly more honored, and for MVP to sponsor it has been also very exciting for me, because I've worked with them for so long. So you're talking about a big event that I'm very proud of. This is going to go at the top of my list in terms of the kind of things that I'll look back on and be really proud of.
When you first heard about this, Abby, you know, what was your reaction? I said, gee, we're going to name the entrance of the stadium after.
I think I was a little bit shocked, to be honest. You know, I think that I don't really look at myself in that kind of light. You know, I look at myself in the mirror like all the rest of us do. You know, I'm a normal person. Yeah, I do something pretty extraordinary. That doesn't make me better than anybody else, and that's kind of how I feel. So anything like this that happens from here on out, I am really humbled and shocked that people would think of me to do it. And I guess that's part of my Rochester upbringing, you know, humbleness to its core.
Going back to the 10 years when you were playing high school and college, being from Rochester, following you since high school, were you ever dreamed of this as a Rochesterian?
Well, of course, you know, I'm a dreamer by nature. I have big plans in my life that I want to accomplish, and I couldn't be more proud for my family, for my city, to have had so much success. You know, so much is a little bit out of my control, who the coach is, who they decide they want on the team. Some of it is in my control, how hard I work and how well I do on the field and whatnot. But I really am just so honored and privileged to have the opportunity to play a sport for a living and be able to go around and try to inspire a younger generation to be better than me.
Abby, how does this compare to last year's homecoming?
I think that this is going to be bigger, yeah, for some reason. I think they've sold many more tickets.
And all the tickets we have.
Yeah. And I think that this is going to be one of those events that people will remember and talk about for many years to come, because, you know, Rochesterians, we love to tell stories about the past, and hopefully this will be one that goes to the top of everybody's list.
and I'm sure that it's going to really help U.S. soccer sell these other games into in this victory tour so that, you know, maybe we do start going to bigger stadiums. It's not just going to be these smaller stadiums, but I think it's great that they chose this one first because it does give Rochester that, you know what, we are the best city in the country when it comes to women's soccer. And I'm really glad that me and my teammates can be here to share that with you all.
Gets a chance, you know, on the team to play. Now, a lot of them come from bigger cities, you know, so what does that mean to you to, you know, come here, not just this year, but in the past years as well?
Yeah, I mean, I love coming back to Rochester. You know, my teammates, they're always in shock and awe at how proud Rochester is of me. And, you know, it's really cool to come here because it's a different level of fame. You know, every single person, every restaurant I go into, they know who I am. And I stop and I talk to every single one of them because, you know what, Rochester, honestly, I think the whole city of Rochester willed us to win this Olympics. And I think that plays a big role in the outcome of those games. You know, all the people watching television and praying and thinking about it and yelling, you know, at the TVs. That all matters to me, and I want Rochester to know how proud I am of them and how thankful I am.
You know, every time we talk about you guys, you're always the first one that's mentioned. I want you to know that during training camp this year, we had to move our training room over to where we can watch you guys play. Our entire team was watching you guys play. We were rooting for you guys, and that was a special moment for us. I want you to know that we were watching you guys. We were supporting you as you guys play.
That's awesome.
I don't know if you know, but today is NFL cut day.
Ooh.
And they're making 704 players getting cut around the league right now.
Oh, no.
And so I asked Hope earlier, I want to ask you, if you were to play in the NFL, what position would you want to play?
A wide receiver.
Because of me?
Yeah, of course.
Why not quarterback like Tebow? Or?
No, see, I'm not a good quarterback. I would like to play linebacker. Just get somebody.
I could see you as a linebacker.
And just get fired up every single play. That's kind of my mentality anyways. But wide receiver is fun because you just get to run straight, make cuts, catch the ball, and you're the guy who's in touchdowns. You're getting touchdowns all the time.
It's not all it looks like. I get hit a lot, too. I got hit yesterday.
Yeah, going across the middle, it hurts, I'm sure.
Especially when you have linebackers. So you got to use your head, though. You got to know when to go down and when to be up.
Yeah, right.
So if we hold a spot open for you, maybe it might be a kicker. Would you be down for that?
Oh, heck yeah. I would love to do that.
Could you make it? The game was on the line, 53-yard field goal.
You know me. I would do that. I would love that. That would be so fun.
I would love to see you out there with your little signature. Let's get the team fired up.
Yeah.
Really do that. I would love to see that.
I'd be like the Grammatica, you know. I mean, those guys are soccer guys, so they'll be fired up.
But you know, they used to get hurt when they celebrate.
I know. That's my dad has always told me. Don't celebrate too much. You're going to get hurt like one of the Grammatica guys.
Rochester's Abby Wambach here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Abby having a tremendous 2012, deservedly so. She's nominated for FIFA Women's Player of the Year, and she'll be with Alex Morgan and Marta, the three finalists, in Zurich, Switzerland for the FIFA Gala. As on Monday, January 7th, in the evening in Switzerland, in the afternoon here in the U.S., we'll have a full report on our first live Soccer is a Kick in the Grass of 2013 to talk about all the FIFA awards, but especially focusing on that Women's Player of the Year award. Our next broadcast will be this Wednesday, 2 days from now, 2.5-hour live special with myself and Joe Sirianni, along with all the members of the Flash, the Lancers, the Rhinos, special guests. We have Michael Lewis and Dick Howard joining us. We have confirmed Western New York Flash coach Aaron Lines and the press officer for the U.S. Women's National Team, who's been such a great help to us all year long, Aaron Heifetz. We also want to thank Aaron for all his work on this show, along with Kari Lloyd, Megan Rapinoe, Christy Rampone, Alex Morgan, and Abby Wambach. This has been Andrew Battisti here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Thanks very much for listening here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsburgh and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, New Way Auto Parts, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We'll be right back.